Here with me in this interview, I have Chris Gruby with Baker & McKenzie, and I'm going to let you, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and your company before we go further.
Sure. Well, my name is Chris Gruby. I'm a partner with a law firm named Baker & McKenzie. I work out of their Washington, D.C. office, but my practice is what's broadly called project finance, which means helping people either develop or invest in or lend to infrastructure projects and primarily energy projects, and with that, within that, primarily renewable energy projects. And that means everything from biofuels to wind, to solar, to geothermal projects. So we work with people as they're either borrowing money or getting money from investors or lending money in, and it's always focused on the project level as opposed to the company level, just what can be done with a particular piece of land to generate money over a long period of time and pay back all these investors.
Well, it sounds like you might have some of the answers to questions that have been coming up here today, because this part of our session is all on challenges, opportunities, and infrastructure today. So when it comes to this bioeconomy and this transition we're making, what are some of the challenges or opportunities when it comes to financing?
Well, I think, unfortunately, right now, one of the greatest challenges is that we've had an extraordinary change of opinion on biofuels over the past 2-3 years. We started out thinking that they were really the great savior for all of our energy security challenges, and of course a great benefit for the farm economy, and we're getting clearly a lot of pushback on that now. In my personal view, probably a lot of that is not warranted, but we're a political football right now. The challenge, unfortunately, is that in my line of work, where I'm trying to connect the people that I tend to call the New York financial institutions with the folks in the farm economy on how to push all these initiatives forward in the broadly defined bioeconomy, we've pretty much tapped out their interest in biofuels. Ethanol and biodiesel are not of interest to them any longer. And part of that's just because of the disconnect in the commodity prices, and it's very hard to get to a point where you can repay these people the rates of return they would like. So then we have to figure out what's next. And it's probably a combination of making more money from existing ethanol plants by co-locating other facilities or trying to figure out other revenue streams that can be made from that same facility. Or it's a question of trying to come up with more and probably better and likely bigger business models, meaning that we're going to have the larger companies are going to survive. You have POET or ADM or the folks who've got the scale and the knowledge of how to work with their commodity pricing and the ability to hold things until it's the right time in the market to release them, that they can actually continue to make money. Whereas the smaller guys are going to have more challenges in the near term, I think, just because of the way that the commodity prices have inverted on us.
So although we've seen some rapid growth out in the countryside with large companies as well as small ones and cooperative-owned facilities, for example, we heard from our rural development secretary this morning. What do you think this bodes for rural development, for example?
I think it's actually going to, I think it means that we're returning to the traditional model of rural development, which I think is a net positive. We've had the bioeconomy, in a sense, survive the influx, the amazingly rapid influx of a large amount of money from people outside of the agriculture community, the private equity funds, the foreign investors, the rush to IPOs. It was almost like an internet blast of attention to the bioeconomy. And now I think what we're going to do is get back to more longer-term views of what can be done, more rational development, and more discipline in terms of where the money is going to go, whether it's coming from the government or whether it's generated from the cooperatives, which I think are going to be in an upswing again. And we're just not, all of this is going to have to be accomplished without the external money, so it'll be slower, but it'll probably be more survivable in the end.
Is there anything you want to recommend to this group here today in terms of, if there are people, for example, interested in how they might put together financing for a project?
Well, I think the key issue, it's funny, I just added this to my presentation, but there's, I think, a need to grow within the community, partly from the universities and partly from just people understanding what the opportunities are. We need to grow a new set of agricultural skilled and almost nurtured management teams. We've had a lot of people come in from the outside who do not understand commodities, who do not understand the risks of what farming is all about, who do not, could never have predicted the current floods or the challenges that we're having right now. And people with longer-term views who've grown up in that economy, I think, can be very helpful to creating a sustainable environment here, as opposed to we've had a lot of people come in from the internet or from energy, and they just don't necessarily get the concepts that go on in the agricultural economy. So my hope is that part of what happens out of this conference is that we recognize the need to work with the business schools, work with the graduate schools of all of this, and create a group of people who want to grow their own businesses within the economy, and it becomes a self-sustaining environment rather than relying on external talent and money to do that.
I think it's a real good point, and one will be interesting to see what kind of questions we have after the session here today. Well, thank you very much, Chris, for taking a couple moments to speak with me here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.